Dozier and Too Sweet. It's in all the charts all around the world, and congratulations to him on the success of that. Hello?
Take me to church, I worship like a... It's great to see you actually after 8 years has another song, right, isn't it?
Well, first.
So now we can be bored by two songs he has on the radio. First, and the big strong Wicklow accent coming off in there. Yeah. Brilliant, isn't it?
Firstly,
well done, Hosier. Go on, you good thing. Absolutely brilliant. I actually met him a couple of times. He's a lovely geezer, right? Lovely geezer.
He's
actually
good,
really nice. Yeah.
He's a good bit taller than you.
He would be, and you, that means then, yeah? So he'd possibly be about 6 foot taller than me, means he'd be 6.5 foot taller than you, right? Yeah, great stuff. Yeah.
Absolutely just, brilliant. You'd be interested to know that Take Me to Church is 10 years old.
10 yeah. years
yes,
old?
Yeah, yeah.
Where and did he ever get there, did he? Taxi! Taxi! The Holy Rosary, please!
Yeah. Look, this is becoming a regular thing. What has
you
in here?
Well, I tell you what, I mean to give Brian Dobson a lift out of the building. They said, get rid of him at any cost. Just get him the hell out of here. And then they found out he's on the Late Late Show, so I have to get him onto the bus stop, show him which bus he got. Brian, you're on the big bus! You're leaving the... Yes, you're leaving the organisation, Brian. I'm going to miss him, Ray, I have to say. Because out of all, like, I've had me run-ins with RTE. I won't use the word personality too strong because there's very few personalities in RTE. But I've had me run-in with a lot of people over the years, right? Like, yeah. the brilliant late Gayburn, my favourite, absolutely. Yes. But we didn't see, obviously, eye to eye. Same height again, though, right?
Yeah, well, he used to refer to you as a retrobate.
That's what it was. That's
yes.
what it was. And when I find out what that word means, I'm going to contact my solicitor when he's out of prison. Now, Gay was the... Look, he's the best ever broadcaster that ever lived. And you can't... Well, you know, absolutely brilliant. And then you go to the Plank, who's possibly the worst ever broadcaster.
He's an exceptionally professional journalist.
Gay Byrne, gone but not forgotten. Pat Kenny, forgotten but not gone. Look, I didn't come here to do Pat Kenny jokes. I came here because I actually got to get Dabo out of the building, right?
Yes.
So, and I just want to say, because I know he's just got a letter from Uta Rotten the Herton, right?
Yeah.
And thank God he didn't do a poem, because Michael D. Higgins' poems are so dull. Oh, he's so dull. Anyway, but I have to say something about Brian Dobson. Just my own things, because he's been on my shows over the year, on The Den and all
yes,
that.
He has, yes, yeah.
I just want to say he is one of the dullest, most boring, insignificant, bland, unintelligent auto-cue readers I have ever met in my life. Because that's all they have to do, right?
No,
wasn't going
on
The Den and doing an hour a day and waffling and talking and trying to rear the next generation of kids.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
he did was someone went
that's
in.
Not fair.
Someone went in, excuse me, I am talking, Mr. Darcy.
Yeah, no, but that's
I'm
not fair,
your man, Patter, from the N2 party. You won't quite you won't stop me. I think they could double their seats in the next election. How come AIM2 is called a party, Ray? But they've only got one seat. Is that not an independent?
Well, they have members. They have members, you see.
Ah, cool.
Yes, yes. So it's not just about TDs. It's about having members as well.
Brilliant. So yeah, him and yeah. the other chap, right?
But just back to the brilliant professional journalist that is Brian Dobson, who's retiring after 37 years service to this
been
organisation.
Fired. Been fired. Yep. He has been fired. He was robbing stationery from the organisation for 36 years and people know about it and he's about to be exposed. And let's be honest, Ray, he's been pushed.
He's not.
So Uta Rotten the Herton can write as many complimentary letters. Who else got one, Niamh? Someone else.
Yeah.
Someone Magner got one as
Eileen
well.
Magner.
So he's obviously stuck in Stansted Airport, Mr. Flight, and he says, you know what, I'll bomb off a few letters to people.
Yeah, Eileen Magner, Northwest correspondent for the last number of years. She's
oh, God,
today.
It'll really be missed. Oh, yeah, what are we going to do without her? Like, I mean, really? Why are all these people needed in RTE?
Well, because we have to cover the whole country. As an organisation, so you have your northeast correspondent, your southeast correspondent, your southwest correspondent, your midlands correspondent, your northeast correspondent.
I think people get the idea that you're not Matt Cooper, you're not that dull. Relax. Anyway, Dabo. No, he was a good news reader. And
yes.
I actually was on the news with him a couple of times
I
wasn't allowed on the Toy Show and
yeah.
like, just different things. And he did an
yeah.
interview. He did it very seriously. Like,
yeah.
So I think I could take over his job, right?
What?
So if you kept, no, if you said, no, seriously, think about it. All you have to do is sit down and read what someone else has written for you. It's very simple. Like, you know. I mean,
it's not that straightforward.
Look, no, look, Dabo was good, but he's no Ken Hammond, the King of Bling, right? Okay. So, it's like, so I'm going to check my phone, if you don't mind. I know I'm supposed to have them off in the Lewis studio,
yeah.
but I just want to see what the latest news is, and I'll just do it. I don't need anything to write for me or anything like that.
Do you want a jingle?
If you have a bit of a jingle, throw it out there. What have you got?
All right, okay. Well, the news jingle.
Okay. Are you very smart, aren't you, in a Friday? You must have got paid.
Yeah, I know I've... ask now, security to stop you and all that sort of thing. But I do enjoy when you
I ask security to stop your chat show on Saturday nights. Is that still on hold, by the way?
No, it's not on hold, no.
Where is it?
It's gone forever. Gone forever.
That's a terrible thing to do to the nation, just announce it like that, right? What does George Hook do every Saturday night now that you're not interviewing him?
Well,
and Michael Harding.
Yeah. Well, Michael Harding's back writing a column for the Irish Times.
I wasn't actually, no one's actually interested, right? Honestly, nobody's interested.
You asked me a question, I was just asking.
Anyway, sorry, give Mr. Jingle there, okay? Now do me news. I've checked the phone. I've just actually, some breaking news. Some breaking news has just come true. So if you play the jingle.
Now, go on.
Good evening and welcome to the 4:30 news. My name is Dustin the Turkey. Some news just reaching us here in Montrose and Radio Television. Claire Byrne's cacs have exploded. She was 47. House private, no flowers, please. All donations in lieu to the I shouldn't have had the third portion of Spagbol. In other news, Simon Harris will get 3 wears out of his new suit this month. The Fine Gael inauguration, meeting Michael D. Higgins up in the park to be confirmed as the new Taoiseach, and his confirmation, which is happening this Sunday in Greystones, near Cluckalea. Sport, there is none. That's not, it's that simple, right?
Yeah. Well, you see, it's not because...
We're going to miss Claire Byrne.
Yeah.
Great kisser.
There's more to it than that. You have to question politicians. You have to know about everything. You know, you have to know if they're trying to pull the wool over your eyes and push the questioning. You have to do all that.
Are we still talking about Claire Byrne kissing?
No. We're talking about being...
Oh, Dabo, I always got on with Dabo. He's one of the good guys he was. I mean, remember him walking around with the red braces, right?
Yes.
15 years after they went out of fashion. looking like a clown. And the newsroom did a fundraiser for him. Because he did some really, really dangerous reports. I remember once he did the... I think it was the red... Yeah, it was the Red Line Lewis. And he travelled a couple of stops on it. Now, there's not a lot of people, you know, who put themselves in that risk. You know, and there was very few security with them. Yeah. But you see, there's the other side of Dabo, right?
Right.
Like, because when I hang around with him, like, and we used to go to the Aslan gigs together and Skipknot. Dabo the Yabo, we used to call him. He got us, but he's barred from 7 of the 10 Wetherspoons in Ireland. Like, you know, so what's he going to do now he's retired? We can't go anywhere with him nearly, you know?
Listen, are you going to the rugby tomorrow?
I'm working on it, right? I'm working. I still have the Hyatt Yale stall up by Croke Park.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, yeah. I've been there a long time. I serve really nice food and vegan stuff. So if you're around, if you're going, now I've had to change the menu because usually like a croaker, like, you know, say it was Mayo playing, I don't know, Mayo playing Galway or something.
Yes.
You just serve a cheeseburger or something like that, you know, or if a cat was walking across the road, stick 2 slices of bread on it, you know, and someone from Castlebar, the cat doesn't even have to have gone to the tile or anything, you know, stick 2 slices of bread, €10, please, you know. That's the way. But I've had to slightly change the menu for the Leinster fans.
Okay.
Because I can't... Look, have you ever read the Ross O'Carroll Kelly books?
I have, yes.
Paul Howard, genius.
Yes, yes,
absolute genius, right? But every time I think of a Leinster fan, I think of them. And then when I get to meet them, I go, that's Paul's got it on the noggin, right?
Right, so, okay, yeah.
So, well, I give you... If you're passing by Croke or Tamara, right, pop up... even if you're from Northampton or wherever that hellhole is, come over and say hello to me. Read Dustin the Turkey.
You've changed the menu?
Yeah, I've changed the menu to cater for the Leinster fans, right?
All right.
Yeah, you have to
change.
So they're not that much different from people from Castlebar, like, you know. So people from Dalkey are sort of like not that different from people from Dangan, if you know what I mean. So for the Leinster fans, I have grilled calamari with saffron and a white truffle sauce with a hint of jus, right? And then I have foie gras oysters with beluga caviar with Danish watermelon peel on a bed of mash with a Japanese mashatoshi seaweed. And then, of course, anyone coming up from Kerry, we have the fungi burger with chips. So that's a delicacy now because there's not much left of them since we borrowed them. Anyway, just if you're around, and I mean...
How is business? Obviously, it's not that great. If you, every time there's a job here, you're in.
Well, I have to be in here. I don't want to work. That's why I come in looking for a job. The greatest place in the world where you don't have to work. They should have just set this up as the biggest dole office in Europe, place.
That's not fair.
Who works in here?
Well, all our team work.
What? And Neve's all right, yeah.
Mark, Neve, Louise, Grace
Hello,
upstairs,
Mark,
Karen
Mark,
upstairs.
Someone wake
Aaron.
Mark up. Mark, someone wake Mark. Mark, wake up there. No, no, you're not back in the home, Mark. You're in RT, yeah. Do you work here, Mark? Okay, see, he's shaking his head. He doesn't. You don't have to work here if you don't want to work right here. Anyway, do come along and see me. Park is for everyone. We're not just Dublin GAA. We're for everyone. I mean, I went to see the Queen there, right?
Yeah.
Freddie Mercury's vocal was off, but I'm sorry, but I had to do it. You know what I mean.
This reminds me of being on the Den on a Friday before a long weekend. Yeah. And a bit giddy. So.
Difference is, there were viewers, right? You see? You know?
You couldn't.
We had a nation to say it to. Yeah. Now there's possibly me, you, and who is it? Shane Bourne was on talking about the rugby. I was talking to Ray Jordan, the commercial break, and he said, do you think Shane would have made the game interesting?
Have a great weekend.
He said, that mullet is just so dull.
Mark, can you turn his microphone down?
Ryan will get you a cup of tea now and we'll bring you out for
your walk. Have a great weekend.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.